Okay. I love Culver City. Okay, am I the only one who I know in LA who loves it? Super facts, guys, the best way to live in LA. Don't be stuck in a loser car like all these losers. It don't matter if you're in the Rolls or the Lamb. If you're stuck in traffic, use a Slave. Okay, so some fun thoughts. First and foremost, good future for us vloggers. It's funny, the notion of a vlog, it's like, it's a video log. You know, Captain's Log, Star Trek, blah, blah, just logger thoughts. Sooner or later, my YouTube is probably gonna get banned, but effing c'est la vie. Some thoughts. So, the first thought is, crypto, stuff like that. So, like, kind of more thoughts on like cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, the Chainlink, the shorting, and stuff like that. So I had like a random thoughts, like, how difficult is it to short cryptocurrency? Honestly, it still seems too complicated. I did some research on it. If you want the new gangster car, Toyota Creme, Panda. Yeah, it's so hard. Actually, yeah, I kind of like the crown. I don't like the knobs, whatever's, but yeah, crown's actually a good name. But what's a hybrid max platinum? Get rid of that platinum, the Toyotas. Another thing that people gotta get rid of, these like chrome handles and trims, so ugly. So expensive, that's like $54,000. What is that? Anyways, it's good to be different. Speculation. So the joy of speculation did it, right? So I have a good definition. Millennial is somebody who uses their money foolishly. And kind of more I think about it, I think a lot about wealth, monies, riches, blah, blahs. So was Merca, what, $30 trillion in debt? I'm like, yo, this is crazy, right? So, people talk about freedom, right? What is freedom? Freedom is having zero debt, and having a house and a mortgage payment is not an asset, it's not real wealth. Like, it don't matter if you own a $10 million home, if you still got a mortgage payment on it, you are not wealthy. So I was even curious. I'm like, what percentage of people in LA driving the Lamb or the Rari or whatever actually have like no debt? So, easiest way to become rich, to quote Ye, what people make money, don't spend it. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains, go ignorant. Okay, so yeah, like it's, I mean, this is a trend, is that like the real Richie Riches, you know, drive a Ford Fusion, like even if you're a major investor in Tesla, buy the cheapest base level Tesla Model 3, no options, no additional range, whatever's, Ford Fusions, or specifically white Honda Odysseys as a family car, not even a Sienna, a white Honda Odyssey, that's like the thing. Or if you want to be rich like EKs, 2010 Prius in white, let's get it used, and real G's wear drive Prius Countaches, right? So it's like, you want a Lamb? Throw scissor doors on the Prius. It's like, I'm gonna be the first person with a Prius with scissor doors. Just pull up to the club, the Prius, put up the suicide doors, right? So just like thinking, just future trends. it seems that certain trends are pretty obvious. Like, I mean, just think about, I like to think the 20, 30 year time span, right? So think about this way, 20, 30 years from now, are people gonna use their phone more or less? Is Apple still gonna have an iPhone 20, 30 years from now? Yes. In terms of money, currency, whatevs, right? Can you imagine 30 years from now that Amazon.com accepts Bitcoin or crypto as payment? Yeah. And similarly speaking, like, I mean, just think about things that already had done happen, right? Like, for a minute, Elon Musk Tesla was accepting Bitcoin to buy your Tesla. So I find it hugely probable that, like, once again, long term, right? 20 years from now, I would say with high certainty, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, you should be able to buy a Tesla with Dogecoin, Bitcoin. A good thing to think about is Dogecoin is essentially Elon Musk coin. It's kind of like the Coca-Cola of sexiness. And I speculated a little bit in Dogecoin, got into it, rolled it up, sold it, took a profit, put it back into Bitcoin. But ultimately, as long as Elon Musk is going to be around, and yes, he's going to be around, the future for crypto looks good. So a lot of people tend to be like these weird crypto anarchists who are just like, oh, you know, I don't want to pay taxes. I want to go live in the Bahamas or something, right? Even one of the crypto whales I met who told me about Chainlink, he told me that, you know, he was like going to like, I don't know, Puerto Rico or one of those island places, so he didn't have to pay, $10 million in taxes this year. So yeah, mucho dinero. And as a consequence, I don't know, it's just like something I've been learning about people's race, ethnicity, right? So understanding this whole like thing, right? So actually what's interesting is I've met a lot of Palestinian Americans, right? This is very entrepreneurial, very great. Like my friend Ryan from Backyard Brew in Palo Alto, shout out. Very, very entrepreneurial, very, very like smart, like, cause like think about the survival shit bias, right? Like if you done had everything taken from you and you're still around, it's probably a sign that you're robust, resilient, anti-fragile. Therefore, as a consequence, Palestinian Americans make great entrepreneurs. And once again, to understand the conflict in the Middle East, the Gaza Strip, etc., simply put, America's the bad guys. Israel is just a puppet for Merca to have her solidified position in the region. Yeah, so honestly, Palestinians, bro, you guys should be much more angry about the American military intervention than other things. And honestly, all these conspiracy theories about Jewish people, it's like patently false. Yeah, look at all these like stupid conspiracy theory. What does it even mean? Like fucking like loser anarchist people, right? And also the reason why I don't trust people who's anarchists is because it's like I have some simple heuristics, right? If you're an anarchist, but you smoke marijuana, you drink alcohol, you watch Netflix or YouTubes, you go on Reddit, you watch Prawn, use Google Incognito, you have an iPhone or an Android phone, like use the FACO. Simple heuristic is like, trust no anarchist who owns a smartphone. It's like, whether an iPhone or a Samsung or whatever, right? Yeah, it's just like, also don't trust the effective altruists, they're a bunch of fakos too. yeah, So some interesting thoughts. So Coinbase, they have a credit card, debit card, not a credit card, a debit card through Visa. Super interesting. And I had a funny thought too, is that this is actually another reason why it's good to not do social media, right? You remember that icon? No longer exists, right? Don't build your platform on quicksand, right? So anyways, thinking about crypto and Bitcoin and stuff like that. So just think to yourself, would you actually spend your crypto reserves on that thing if you had to draw it out of your crypto account? I think this is a good way to think about the finances. Good morning. This is a good way to think about the finances, because then you can think more critically about future utility. Just ask yourself, like, am I willing to... So let's say you have $330,000 worth of crypto in your account. Like, in one day, that crypto might be worth $10 million. Will you be willing to spend it today on that stupid thing, knowing that it might be worth more money tomorrow?